I'm going to tease, going into the break, Max has got one of the funniest stories. If he thought the stalker story was funny.
Which was funny.
Which was absolutely hysterical.
This tops it.
He's going to want to top that, but I want to get some of these calls because you guys have been waiting so long. But Max is just hysterical to work with every day because you just never know what you're going to get. What?
Give it now.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to give it now. You guys, hang on the line a second. This story is too funny to pass up. I know this sucks, but you got to go ahead, Max. Start with the beginning.
Steve was telling the story about his name.
My name used to be different, and my name when I was born was Parrish Allen Burton, and I didn't find that out that my mom changed my name until I got to high school.
Or Pab.
That's right.
Yeah. And then it changes
to Stephen Jordan.
Yeah, and I thought that was a great story until I told you my story.
Yeah.
Now my story is even more bizarre. Now I'm 8 years old.
This is true. Now you're not making this up.
I'm living in Hawaii.
Absolutely true.
I moved to Hawaii with my parents.
Right.
I'm 8 years old, and my parents have me going to the hospital. Now they're telling me I'm going to get my tonsils taken out.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm in there like, hey, you know, hey, free ice cream for everybody. I'm going to get circumcised. They don't tell me. I'm with the other kids going, okay, I'm getting ice cream. Hey, everybody's getting ice cream. I love ice cream.
8 years old.
I love ice cream. Now when I come out of surgery, I'm going, did the guy miss? Was he a little low? What the hell happened?
Burton is down on the ground. He's down on the ground. What the hell? He's falling off the chair.
Do you think your parents might want to tell you something like that when you go to the hospital? Like you might be getting the leg chopped off? He going, no. You're going in to have your tonsils taken now. I'm like, am I? Oh, really? Hey, you get ice cream, don't you? Great. Hey.
Got the chicken wings.
I'm looking at the other kids. We all come out to get ice cream. And I'm looking going, what? What happened? Why is this thing wrapped around? Why do I have a pig in a blanket now? What's going on here? I'm done. My parents don't tell me. Even to this day, I ask my mom,
down again.
What were you thinking about? What the hell were you thinking about? They have an 8-year-old go in to get his tonsils taken out. Next thing he has another procedure.
How long did it take for you to talk to your parents again?
Like never. How you figure it out? Oh, I'm coming home? Oh, you got the bed safe for me?
They didn't tell you your tonsils are below the waist?
Didn't say that. I was like, okay. At some point, you think, like, okay, you're 8 years old. They're going to tell you something. Let's explain something here to you, okay? You're not having your tonsils taken out. We're going a little bit below the belt, all right?
I got to ask you something. You woke up and found out?
Yeah. All I was like, they didn't tell me.
When you could speak, did you go,
my tonsils. Hey, boy, that tonsils thing, that was easy, wasn't it?
Most kids get circumcised, Max, when they're...
Break the veins!
Duh. Do you think?
1 or 2 years old?
I'm thinking that was the case.
Right at birth?
They forgot?
Dude, I'm like,
look,
I'm going to do it like this. Just like that play with Paul Pierce the other day with Joakim Noah, let it go at that time. Don't change the piping. It's good.
Go on natural, baby.
That's it. I'm okay here. I'm okay. Oh my goodness. Great story. I'm like, but it's a true, yet again, another one of the series of bizarre stories that I can tell about myself that you go, how the hell did that happen?
I got the ball.
There we go. Yeah, we got. I got another one that would absolutely top that.
No, I won't even do that.
I gotta breathe.
We're on a roll now. This is better than.
I gotta breathe, man.
No, go ahead.
I can't even.
Save for next week.
All right, we'll save that for next week. Hey, schedule them for Friday, please.
Oh my goodness. I can't take it. I'm gonna be sick.
Oh my god.
Ice cream for you.
Wait a minute, you were sick. What the hell you think that was? You think I was thinking? Did something happen to me?
Oh, my
goodness. Did the doctor's aim go a little low?
Somebody better put a booty on that brother.
Do I have a malpractice suit going here? I'm at 8 years old. I'm thinking, do I have a malpractice suit?
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
You still have your tonsils?
You talk about a reality.
Tonsils are still there? Something else isn't, though. Hello.
Pete, go to calls. Please go to calls, Pete.
Pete, go to yell calls, too.
Almost.
All right, back to the phone. 617.
I'm sorry, Pete, man.
7-7. Brent went down twice. You were like Rocky in the second fight.
That's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard in my life, Max. I'm sorry.
In case you missed it, Max told a very hysterical story about a half hour ago about how he was told that he was going in for a tonsillectomy and came out with came out with a circumcision instead at 8 years old. We're not talking about a newborn. We're talking 8 years old. But joining us, she's agreed to join us on the hotline. We have tracked her down. Bessie Maxwell, Mrs. Maxwell, all the way from North Carolina, is joining us here on The Big Show. Max's mom is joining us to try to confirm or deny. And Bessie, Pete Shepard, thanks for coming on today, darling.
Okay.
How did this happen?
Well, Cedric didn't get a circumcision at birth, and so we just kept waiting, and so finally we were in Hawaii, and we sent him to Triple General Hospital to have a circumcision.
This is not fun. But if you had just told me, why did you tell me I was going to get my tonsils taken out?
People didn't talk stuff like that then.
You didn't talk about stuff. You want to surprise me? You're laughing about it?
No.
How's that? But his mom is cracking up. First of all, I'm 8 years old, and you send me in to get my tonsils taken out, and I'm thinking I'm gonna have ice cream. And next thing I know, I'm like, did the doctor go low or what? Did he miss? And then I'm like, what happened?
Bessie, what went into the decision by not getting it at birth?
Well, his dad said, well, we'll wait.
Wait till he's 8? Why do you wait until now? Wait till I was 50.
And you know, years rolled by.
Yes.
That's the only thing that didn't roll. Bess, I have a question. So when he woke up, what did you tell him? Did he understand what happened?
Yeah, the doctor told him. He said, we getting ready to circumcise you.
Doctor didn't tell me that. The doctor gave me a shot and they put me to sleep. And I thought I was having ice cream when I woke up. I didn't know what I was getting circumcised. They didn't explain that to. Oh, wait a minute! You're gonna explain that to an 8-year old?
Yeah, right.
Hey, guess what? We're gonna get you ice cream. We're gonna circumcise you. You know, we're gonna do a little snip, snip, cut, cut.
Yeah, you don't even know what that is.
No, I didn't even know.
Oh my god!
Because you would have ran out of the hospital room.
Probably. But when your parents, you look at that saying like, "Well, they won't let nothing bad happen to me in here, will they?" Until you wake up and go. What the hell? What's that?
Bessie, let me ask you. You sound like a lady with a big sense of humor. Like, how long did it take you to be able to look your son in the eye again after that? I mean, how could he believe anything you'd possibly say the rest of his life?
Hey, Bessie,
must have done something right, though.
You've done a great job with him. You raised a great guy.
I'm going to tell you, it's a true story. It's a true story.
And this is the first time I've ever asked you about it. I'm just going to think about all these years. I'm thinking, like, why didn't I ask her about that?
He had all these suppressed feelings. He took it out in the basketball court all these years.
Yes, he did.
Well, thank you, Mom. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. No more surprises.
Bye. Bessie, always a pleasure. Bye. Take care.
Bessie Maxwell
joining us here on The Big Show to confirm Max's story.
See, and you guys thought it was lying.
Nah, she confirmed it, man.
How the hell can your mom laugh at something like
she
that?
She was cracking
up. I never asked her before.
How could you never ask her?
I don't know why. I just sit here and thought about it. When you tell that story, I just thought about it. I said, you know, I never asked my mom that. And I said, well, let me see if I can call her.
See, man, I would have gone directly to my mom.
You kept all these feelings inside of you for all these years.
Well, everything.
Maybe that's why you became a pro basketball player. Maybe if that didn't happen, you wouldn't have had the drive to succeed and become an NBA pro.
That's a good idea, but that's some bull, though. You see that?
Not buying it?
Yeah, I ain't buying that one.
Not buying it at all?
No, I'm not buying that.